UN Security Council approved new sanctions against Iran. Life in North Korea has gone downhill since a disastrous currency devaluation late last year. 8 North Koreans who've left for China say resentment is building toward leader Kim Jong-il. And Chevrolet wants everybody to stop using the word Chevy. From the newsroom of the New York Times, I'm James Barron. We'll look at those stories and more on the front page of Thursday's New York Times. Our top story says the UN Security Council passed new sanctions against Iran. These take aim at the military in another attempt to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Times reporter Neil McFarquhar says they don't come with the symbolic weight of a unanimous decision. 12 of the 15 nations voted for the sanctions, but Turkey and Brazil voted against, and Lebanon abstained. Even so, the vote sets the stage for tougher measures from the U.S. and the European Union on their own. California has voted in so-called open primaries. That sets up general elections between only the top two vote-getters from a primary, even if they come from the same party. No one knows how this will affect who gets elected. Times reporter Jesse McKinley says that didn't seem to matter to Californians who voted for Proposition 14. They say what was important was they changed something fundamental about politics. California's political parties don't like it. They're considering legal action. Also in Thursday's Times, reporter Jeff Zeleny looks at the fallout from the voting in other states on Tuesday.
This is a series of individual races, not necessarily a national theme and trend that fits everything. Senator Blanche Lincoln survived the fight for her political life and will go on to face a Republican in the fall general election campaign. But one thing we're also seeing, the diversity of candidates, a lot of women candidates on the Republican side of the ballot. Look in South Carolina. State Representative Nikki Haley is on the verge of becoming the first Republican nominee to be the first female governor of South Carolina. In Nevada, on the Senate side, Sharon Ingle was nominated to a run against a Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Times reporter Jeff Zeleny. Life in North Korea hasn't been the same since a disastrous currency devaluation late last year. Times reporter Sharon Lafreniere interviewed 8 North Koreans who've left recently. The devaluation all but wiped out their life savings, and they say North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is facing resentment, but so far that hasn't hardened into sustained resistance against his government. At least 2 repeated the official propaganda line that North Korea is a victim of diehard enemies like the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. Here in New York, a 3-judge panel ruled the city can keep secret 1,800 pages of documents on police surveillance in advance of the protests at the 2004 Republican National Convention. Reversing a lower court decision, the appeals court sided with the NYPD. It had claimed that releasing the documents could compromise future surveillance projects, including one centered on terror suspects. You might call this prehistoric Prada. Archaeologists in Armenia discovered what they say is the world's oldest leather shoe. Times reporter Pam Bellick kicked off her own very modern shoes and told us about it.
This is a shoe that looks a little bit like a sort of like a soft trekking shoe. It's got laces up the middle, and it's a size, roughly a size 7, woman's size 7, although they think it could have fit a small man or a teenager. It's the only shoe that they found, and they found what appears to be a whole winemaking system there in the cave, which they're continuing to investigate.
Times reporter Pam Bellick.
We were singing bye-bye, Miss America.
Bye-bye indeed. If GM has its way, you won't be driving a Chevy to the levee ever again. GM sent a memo to Chevrolet employees in Detroit talking about promoting the Chevrolet brand. It said one way to do that was to stop using the word Chevy. Reporter Kenneth Chang says that may be easier said than done. The word Chevy appears dozens of times on Chevrolet's own official website. Inside Thursday's Times, Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki said Iraq needs a strong leader like him. He's struggling for his political future in the continuing contest to form a new government. He said not returning him to power would lead to the same kind of violence and sectarian strife that dominated the country when he took over in 2006. In Washington, President Obama urged the Israeli government to loosen its blockade on Gaza. The U.S. is scrambling to find a way out of the stalemate in the Middle East and deal with the outcry over last week's Israeli commando raid on a flotilla heading for Gaza. The president met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the White House. He promised a $400 million aid package for the West Bank and Gaza. Voters in the Netherlands cast ballots in the first election in a Eurozone country since the European economic crisis hit. The incumbent party took a beating. No one party came close to winning a majority in parliament. That's likely to mean a long and difficult negotiation over a new governing coalition that could represent three or even four parties. In Thursday's Business Day section, a fight is broken out between two big drug chains. It could affect where millions of consumers can fill their prescriptions. Earlier in the week, Walgreens announced it would stop filling prescriptions next year for new customers with employee drug benefit plans administered by CVS Caremark. Now, CVS Caremark is saying next year isn't soon enough. CVS Caremark says anyone now enrolled in one of its plans will have to stop filling prescriptions at Walgreens within a month. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.